Findle grabbed at my arm and hauled. The gingerbread man jumped down and pulled. The carved seat scraped at my waist.
"You've been eating too many of your own pastries," Spindle grumbled.
This was blatantly unfair, since I'd been at the church long enough to have dropped any excess pastry weight I might have been carrying around.
"It's easy for you," I hissed. "You don't have hips. Now pull."
He pulled. I started to emerge. Unfortunately, my skirt was rucked up under the seat, and while I was coming out, it wasn't coming with me. The gingerbread man covered his face with his hands.
Great. I was going to be covered in poop, sweating like a pig, in my underwear, trying to make my case to the Duchess.
And at that very moment, she opened the door to the garderobe and walked in. She had a book in her hand, and obviously planned to spend some quality time in the garderobe by herself. If the Duchess had been a screamer, the guards would have burst in and things might have turned out very differently. But she didn't scream. Instead, she put a hand to her mouth and said,
"Oh. Your Grace, please listen to me," I said, sticking half in and half out of the toilet. "I've come to warn you of a plot against you."
Admittedly, I still wasn't sure that the plot was against her and not against all magickers, but I thought I had a better chance of getting her attention this way. Although, in fairness, I suppose if a half-naked girl is being hauled out of your toilet by a boy covered in sewage, that garners plenty of attention, too.